It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
I feel like I need to do jumping jacks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We have a tired man before us, people. Welcome to Monday.
It is Monday.
It is Monday in all shapes, forms, and functions.
It is a new week. We're beyond the birthday slash anniversary week.
We are.
I made it.
It's a normal week. And then this is the first week of the fall without the baseball, without fall ball.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
For Jack, not in real life.
But. Woo! Yeah, World Series, I guess.
You know, it's happening.
In real life,
quote unquote. It's going to be crazy because it's going to be super normal.
I know!
Super low-key.
What is happening? We're going to have a lot of time on our hands.
We all.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mateo hanging
Hello.
Out with you.
Hello.
Yeah, last week was my son Jack's 10th birthday and got to celebrate my 11th wedding anniversary.
What?
I know.
How many years have you been married?
11. Yeah. Yeah.
We answered that question.
Yeah.
Last week.
That was my life.
We weren't afraid of it.
Yeah. So yesterday we had a very minor, very tiny, just, you know, close friends, family thing.
What do you mean minor?
I thought it was, I don't know, was that a huge party yesterday?
Dude, there was like 600 people there. Everywhere I looked, I was like, who are you, new person?
Oh, man.
Get out of here. Get out of here, new person. You go stand in the yard.
I try so hard to do well with parties. I just don't. I think yesterday we finally came to the conclusion that we should just start going somewhere.
Yeah. Here's the thing. When you have a party at your house, it's awesome to have everybody there. But if you're like me, which you are, you start running around thinking, oh, I need to talk to so-and-so.
Yeah.
Oh, and I gotta do this. But then, well, their kids are flying everywhere. Oh, no. And you feel like you have to kind of babysit everybody.
Yes.
But you really don't have to. Nobody's walking around saying, man, I wish they'd give me more attention.
I know. But in my brain, I'm thinking, okay. And I felt bad because I didn't give anybody really enough attention because I was more running around. I usually run around and do the... Okay, well, that's obviously got to be vacuumed. Oh, somebody just ate a cupcake on the carpet. Okay. Now this... Oh, who put the queso cheese on top of the... Okay, now I got to... And I'm just constantly running around, like, trying not to freak out over...
Yep. I saw it happening.
Yeah. That's how I do at parties.
I saw it.
And Chrissy realized, are you sure about this whole keep saying we're having a New Year's party? Because you don't do so well with parties.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's a thing.
I just stress.
If you're going to stress out about a party, you shouldn't have one.
Yeah, truth.
Especially on a Sunday night. The next day is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just makes the party that much more daunting.
I dreamt of vacuuming and dusting.
You really dreamed of that?
I woke up and I went downstairs and was like, ha! It was just, you know, when you have those dreams and you're like, oh, no!
I
still have to do that!
I've never once dreamed about cleaning anything.
Really?
Okay. Never.
Okay. Well. Yeah, and then I went downstairs and sure enough, it's like, oh, no! You're still there!
All of you, the mess. The mess.
That's okay.
Everyone, I wore my glasses today because it's Monday.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to waste any more time because I woke up a little late.
Did you?
Sort of. Yeah. Oh, were you joking? You need to make your jokes be more Monday-ish.
I don't think I can. I think I'm losing my voice.
Ah!
I know, which is not going to be good. But I don't know if it was just from overly yelling in my mind. Whisper yells? Because I know
yells.
You said that whispering is really bad for your vocal cords.
It is.
I think I was whisper yelling at everybody yesterday.
Yeah, whispering, it puts the most strain on your vocal cords. Or one of them is probably not the most. It's probably not like...
Screaming.
Trying to sing like
lungs.
John Cooper from Skillet.
Oh.
It's not like that. But whispering, it puts your vocal cords in this weird position where they're straining.
Yeah.
But you're trying to subdue it the whole time, so you're just like double working them or something.
Dude.
We'll probably have a voice coach call in and say, actually, that's incorrect and you're stupid.
Yeah.
Call in, voice coach. I want to know. Why is whispering so difficult?
Yeah, I think that's what I was doing yesterday because I wanted to tell people to stop doing things, but then I didn't want to be that guy at the party, so I just kept going, could you please stop?
But that's the problem.
On our couch.
When you're the host, you have to play that role.
Could you please just not break that again, please?
Again.
Could you just not? Okay.
And the whole time he was directing this at me.
Yeah.
I was like, I love jumping on the couch. I'm just playing with the kids.
See, I feel like I can handle grown-up parties because grown-ups aren't doing those things.
Yeah.
They're not and are bouncing off the edges of the couch or, you know, doing things. And you're like, I think they just broke the chair of or the arm of the couch.
Grown-up parties, you're walking around saying, yes, how are my stocks?
Yeah.
How are your stocks? Yes. This table is made of a foreign wood.
Mahogany.
Well, yes, but it's a foreign wood
yes.
We can't get in the United States. Interesting. Yes, I had a wood maker.
I wish I had parties like that, or could even attend parties like that.
That's what all our parties were in Nashville.
I don't have any of those friends.
We would take ourselves way too seriously, be super pretentious. We would go to the bowling alley and be like, yes, I did just score a strike. Where is my cup of tea?
It's Steve Awesome Morning Party coming up at 6:45. We got birthdays. You can get a birthday shout-out in right now, studio@mystaticradio.com, and right around the corner, breaking news.
Oh, no.
Yep. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
In breaking news, our computer hates me.
What?
It won't let me. I can't interact with you people on Facebook today. It won't let me. It keeps saying, try to update your status later, jerk.
Which is weird.
Yeah, I know. Usually, Facebook doesn't use derogatory.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Padma Lakshmi, lovely co-host of Top Chef, said that each season while taping the show, she gains 15 pounds.
Wow.
The Dalai Lama was in New York for a three-day weekend. Nice. That's breaking news. A federal air marshal was arrested at the airport for using his cell phone to take pictures of passenger skirts.
Oh, man.
That's a pervy air marshal.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's not there anymore. Check this out. Authorities arrested a man at New York's JFK airport for trying to board a plane with more than a dozen knives, more than a dozen lighters, five pairs of scissors, and some brass knuckles. What? Somebody wanted to hang out at the airport all day long.
He's going for it.
Maybe it was his first time in an airport, and he said, I heard this guy on the radio in Albuquerque talking about how he got to hang out in Dallas Airport all day long. I want to be like him. He was talking about you.
He wanted to bring his Ninja Star collection.
Ninja Star collection. Avatar sequel will begin filming next year.
Do people still care about that?
Yes, they do. They care about it a lot.
Okay.
That's the number one movie ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's yeah.
It's crazy.
Number two is Titanic.
Dark Knight after that, or?
Number three is Avengers.
Oh. Number four?
Dark Knight's way down the list.
Oh.
Yeah. Man, you love that Dark Knight. You love that Monday morning, don't you?
I do! So much.
So, and something right out of that show, Homeland, if you've ever seen it, Dick Cheney feared that a terrorist takeover was going to happen to his pacemaker.
Oh, man.
According to the Washington Post, former Vice President Dick Cheney says he once feared that terrorists could use the electrical device that had been implanted near his heart to kill him and had his doctor disable its wireless function.
Wow.
That's crazy, huh? The device can detect irregular heartbeats and control them with electrical jolts. Cheney says that he and his doctor, cardiologist Jonathan Rayner, turned off the device's wireless function just in case a terrorist tried to send his heart a fatal shock.
That's crazy.
That is crazy if that could really happen.
Apparently that can really happen.
I guess so. There's a website now that claims to know if someone has ever died in your house.
Oh, man.
Spooky things for Halloween. Ever since you moved into your new place, Steve-O, things haven't gone quite right, have they?
That's true, actually. Chrissy had me get up because she swears she heard the... Was the front door acting weird this morning?
I didn't hear it.
See, exactly! Nobody else heard it.
Ooh. I'm not... This is scary.
Read it!
They're like...
Hold on.
You didn't get that promotion you expected. You suspect your lover is seeing someone else. Then there's those weird feelings you get when you go in the second bedroom.
Ugh.
Something doesn't seem quite right, as if your possessions have been moved a few inches from where you left them. Let's be honest about the possible cause here. Someone might have once died in your house.
That's weird.
Would you call those
possessions?
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. You're waking up over there. I'm just proud of you for waking up. There's now a site that can help you in your quest to discover what spiritual lurkers might hang around your house.
I mean, come on.
It's called diedinhouse.com, and it exists in order to tell you if someone once ceased existing within your walls.
Gosh.
Wow. A single search costs $12, though, so...
That's ridiculous.
That's the really scary thing.
You know what's free?
What?
No, it's not. I was going to say the newspaper. I am tired.
The newspaper. Look out for this guy, Captain Comedy,
over
here.
Come on, just check the obituaries
and
see if there's anybody deceased. Never mind, that doesn't work.
Well, we're talking, you know, that's $12 a pop, so let's save some money. And apparently there's a trend going with people getting, like, having babies.
Uh-huh.
This is how you save money, y'all.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
You don't give birth in a hospital.
Okay.
You give birth in a random place of business, like this lady from California who gave birth in the lobby of a Barnes & Noble Friday night.
Oh, wow.
The woman went into labor. Someone called 911. The firefighters were like, "Where should we take her to the hospital? We don't know. We don't know." So the baby was in Barnes & Noble, which is funny because in August, a Nevada woman gave birth in the restroom of a Subway sandwich shop.
Okay.
And last week, a Florida woman who stopped with a relative at McDonald's for coffee on the way to the hospital, she gave birth to a baby boy in the bathroom. So, if you want to save money on hospital bills, it seems like it could be a good plan.
I guess. I feel like you don't save any money, though, because you still probably have to have an ambulance take you to the hospital. So now you got an ambulance right on top of that.
If you have your baby in Barnes & Noble, there's books everywhere. They can just read the books. They're like, "Oh, wait, here's the book about having the baby. Here's the book about right after having the baby.
Yeah.
What do we do now?"
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, man.
Save some money. Have your baby in a place of business.
Could you imagine...
I don't know.
On a Friday night, grabbing some coffee, and you're at the bookstore just looking for books.
No.
Enjoying your evening. Blood-curdling screams.
I was going to read this thing about Walter White.
Mm-hmm.
The fundraiser thing that's going on. But I just realized a lot of people haven't finished.
Oh.
So I'm not going to read it.
Oh, man. Well, I was going to ruin it because it's already in the news.
Don hasn't seen the end.
Okay.
You're not going to ruin
it. It's in the news right now because...
Well, don't read the news.
That was stolen.
Yep. Yes, this thing that's in Albuquerque is stolen. That's all the clues. That's the clues. No more clues.
Spoiler free clues. That's how we do.
Yep. Let's see here. There's one more thing I wanted to read.
Okay.
USA men are the fattest in the world.
Oh.
Good news, every guy here in the USA. We are the fattest.
Awesome.
Researchers looked through government data from around the world and found men in the USA have an average BMI of 29. BMI.
Bowel movement. Interesting.
Interesting.
I don't know what that means.
It's something index.
Body movement.
I want you to think of it. Since you're not awake yet, you get to sit over there and figure out what BMI is. I'm not going to look it up.
Body mass.
Index. There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm awake.
Also, in the final little bit of breaking news.
All right.
There was a cute little kitty cat that was caught smuggling drugs into a prison.
Oh.
Guards in a Moldovan prison grew increasingly suspicious of a small gray and white cat that was cuter than anything in this world. That they had recently seen repeatedly entering and exiting a small hole in the prison fence. When they caught the cat and inspected its novelty-sized collar, they found bags of cannabis. That's right. Authorities are now searching for the trainer of the drug mule cat. Goes to show you, no matter how cute the kitten is, that doesn't make the cannabis legal.
More like... cannabis.
Okay.
Because it was okay.
That's your breaking news. Right.
They were doing felines in the bathroom.
This is bad.
They were I'm gonna go lie down.
I'm gonna wake up eventually. I'm almost on my game.
I hope so.
Birthday's on the way. Mm-hmm. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
daddy.
Welcome back.
Now, back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Yeah. Did you take a nap?
I did! Power nap!
Power nap. Disco nap.
I'm ready. I'm amped. I'm excited. We're gonna kick this bad boy off right.
Let's do it.
It's 6:45!
Yeah.
It's time for birthdays.
Birthday!
Good morning, Stever.
Morning.
My condolences to the Eagles.
Yeah, that was an ugly game.
It really was.
It was just ugly.
We didn't watch a lot of it because they played at the same time as the Bucks and in the household de Jeter.
Yeah, I tried hard all day to not hear any scores and got home to watch the game. And I was like, does anyone want to win this?
Yeah.
So
it's pretty terrible.
I guess the boys did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well. So we're one game out of first place and the Bucks are farther than that.
0-6.
Yeah.
So... you know what? We're going to be number one
after
the draft.
After tonight, there'll be one less winless team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a Monday Night Football to tune in for.
Yeah.
Who is it tonight? The Giants?
I'm actually looking forward to it. Giants and Vikings, and only because Josh Freeman is getting the start at quarterback for the Vikings.
And I started Eli tonight.
Oh,
so.
There you go.
So did I. Booyah!
I need about 25 points out of Eli.
Come on, Eli!
Is this our fantasy football update, or is this...
Fantasy football update.
I need Greg Jennings to get 5 points so I can win.
Update.
That's it, 5 points. That's all I need.
Today is the 294th day of 2013. There's 71 days remaining in the year. And today is from the She Ministries staff, Zanetta Romero's birthday.
Hey!
Happy birthday, Zanetta.
Happy birthday. That's a pretty name.
Zanetta.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Ever.
All right.
Ever.
Let's see here.
I like it. I'm going to rename you Zanetta.
No.
Steve-O's new name is Zanetta.
No.
Zanetto. Right.
Can I be Zatanna?
Zanetta.
Zatano. Ooh, is this... uh-huh.
Zatano.
No.
Nope. There it is.
When your myrtle's on the myrtle in the morning.
It's a girl.
Yep.
We got the beat.
Yep.
It's the Go-Go's.
It's the Go-Go's.
I smell the heater.
Shannon.
It's Charlotte Caffey's birthday.
Oh, man.
Who actually is the daughter of television director Michael Caffey, who directed such shows as Wonder Woman, Chips, and the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, wow.
No wonder she got a break.
No wonder, woman.
Man.
I'm making your jokes.
You are.
These are the best. I know how you feel.
How old do you think she might
52.
Be?
52. Nah, that's too old.
Her dad directed Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Okay, and she was a go-go.
Yeah.
54.
I said 52.
Oh, she's 60.
Whoa!
Yeah.
She was probably the older one.
Maybe.
There's always one person in the band that's older. You
are a Judge Judy!
Whoa!
It's Judge Judy's birthday!
Yes!
Is it real low volume?
Are you a fan?
Of Judge Judy? I don't know. Judes. That's what I call her.
The Judes.
Yeah.
Judes.
I've only watched a few times. I'm not like a huge fan or anything like that.
That's okay. Where I get my methods of discipline from.
But I always think she's right. She always lays down the law.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Nah.
How does she literally lay down the law?
She takes her gavel and goes, bam!
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So literally.
She says, shut up, you.
Yeah.
She
lays it down.
She is.
She picks the law up and lays it down.
60?
60. Judge Judy, 66.
71.
Whoa.
Wow.
Our next birthday.
Looking good, Judes.
Our next birthday is someone who's famous for being famous.
Kim Kardashian.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
You knew it instantly. Maybe you're a fan of the show.
Isn't that Bruce Jenner's step?
Yes.
Stepkid.
Stepkid.
All right. Kim's birthday.
Okay. Kim Kardashian. Famous.
And I say kid, but she's this age and probably shouldn't be a kid anymore.
Oh, interesting.
She is.
You gave us a clue.
31.
32.
33.
Ah!
You guys should have kept going. You were headed there. You're on the way.
What have you done with your life, Steve-O? Compared to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
She probably got a gold iPhone.
You gonna get it?
I'm not. Is this a soap opera?
No, imagine Jackie Gleason's face terrestrially displayed.
The honeymooners.
Oh, the honeymooners. Oh!
I never watched that. I always saw it in, like, the commercials.
Joyce Randolph, who played Trixie Norton.
Trixie
Norton.
Trixie Norton. Man, 83.
It's got to be up there.
Yeah.
85.
89.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah.
You
guys did not watch the Honeymooners?
No.
Nah, it was...
Show me that smile. Do show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on her crying. We know we're near. We know we're near. The best is ready to begin.
Oh.
As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right.
You guys know whose birthday it is?
Is it Kirk Cameron?
No.
Is it
Tracy Gold?
No.
Oh,
Alan
Gold.
Thick?
No.
The mom?
No.
You know, okay.
It's Jeremy Miller's birthday, who played Little Ben Silver.
Yep.
I just knew it was going to be the friend, his friend, and it was going to be awesome.
Yeah, no. He was also found on the top 100 child actors of all time. Little Jeremy Miller, who's not little Jeremy anymore.
All I want to do is say his friend's name. I can't help it.
Well, we'll get to that birthday someday, I'm sure.
One day. Dude, that was amazing. I haven't heard that theme song since I was like 9 years old,
yep.
And I knew every word still. Gosh!
That was a good show. Leo DiCaprio got his start
when
on that show.
When are we going to have Kirk Cameron on our show?
We should get him.
We're
going to get Kirk
Cameron.
He's
got like a new movie out, doesn't he?
I know. Who knows? Don't we
interview
him?
It's like in theaters now?
He does?
Think so.
Which theaters?
Select.
That was the kindest way you could say that. Select? All right, Ben. How old is Ben?
He is...
Ben Seaver.
30.
36.
37.
Oh, I almost said 37.
You're almost there.
Gosh. Yeah, everybody sigh.
Fail.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Oh, no, we already did that.
Cool.
Let's do this.
Awesome.
From True Blood.
Oh. Anna Paquin.
No.
That's literally the only person I know.
Michael McMillan.
No.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know about these boys.
Anna Paquin was Rogue.
She was Rogue.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason I know that.
That's how we know, Steven.
I get that. Was Rogue the one that couldn't touch anyone?
Yes. Yes.
Well, okay. I mean, she could, but they would probably die. Yeah.
All right, so Michael McMillan's birthday.
He is 34.
I'm gonna go 31.
35.
Ah! We are so close.
Star Wars!
Anthony Daniels! Mark Hamill! Harris Ford! Carrie Fisher!
Yes!
I love you, Carrie Fisher!
Who was her mom?
Carrie Fisher's mom is,
Jackie Fisher.
No.
Is that wrong?
She's from an acting family.
Yeah.
Tina Fisher.
No, it's not. Her last name's not Fisher.
Oh.
Anyway.
I don't remember.
Tina?
Carrie Fisher celebrating her birthday.
Carrie Fisher, I love you. Love you, Carrie Fisher.
She's going to hear you. Keep saying
What about John Williams?
Hey, John. That's awful.
You're cool, too. Carrie Fisher, I tried to get a tattoo of you, but my wife wouldn't let me, so.
And rightly so.
Yes.
Some kind of weirdo over here.
Carrie Fisher's birthday's today. She's turning age. How old is she?
Oh, Carrie Fisher. I can't wait to see you in episode 7, Carrie Fisher.
Maybe.
Well, didn't they already get...
They haven't confirmed
them.
They got Mark Hamill.
That's the thing. That they're all training to be in the movie, and they're all in the movie, but
yeah, of course
it's not 100% confirmed.
It's confirmed.
All right. Should I just tell you guys?
No, she's timeless.
Don't get it.
No, I won't. She's, gosh. Wait. Actually, wait. 1977. Okay. 87, 97.
I think she's 64.
Wait. No, that doesn't make any sense, because that would only make her, like, 56.
64 is what I say.
I'm going to say 56.
57.
Oh! Dang it!
Nice
How
try.
Did you know? Tell me your math.
Because she was 19 years old when they were filming, dang it, but episode 4 came out in 77, which means they were probably shooting it in 76, so I was off by 1 year!
1 year.
Yeah, I know, Carrie Fisher!
So we are two dates.
Dang it!
Dates. You almost had it.
I did!
On this date, in what year did Thomas Edison invent a workable electric light at his laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey? You know, I always thought it was in Menlo Park, California. It's Menlo Park, New Jersey.
What? 1809.
Wait, what are we doing? I'm still upset about
the light bulb.
Oh, the light bulb. 1812.
1879.
Okay.
1812.
I was off by 70 years.
Guys.
He threw me off. I was
70 years.
All right, so get this. In what year was the United We Stand benefit concert for September 11th terrorist attack victims? It was held at RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C. The event, organized and headlined by Michael Jackson.
I love this song.
Also featured pop stars Aerosmith, Mariah Carey, Backstreet Boys, and others.
It was 2001.
How'd you like to be on the poster as others?
It was 2001? Is that what
That's
you
what
say?
I said.
I say 2002.
It was 2001.
You got it.
Of course it was.
It was actually the same day that the postal worker inhaled and died from anthrax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I'd be so bummed because he missed MJ.
Yeah? Yeah, he missed life, Steve-O. Okay. Shall we move on?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay. On this date in what year, the U.S. Navy frigate Constitution, also known as Old Ironsides, was launched in Boston Harbor?
I thought I remembered, but I guess I forget.
frigate. Nah. So funny.
That was a terrible one.
Terrible because you didn't say it.
Ow! When was that?
U.S. Constitution.
Like the first U.S.
USS
Navy frigate Constitution.
1797.
1809.
It was actually in 1797.
Oh, what? Are you kidding me? I just won the lottery.
Yeah, nicely done.
What did you win?
I don't know. I'm just so excited.
We need to find you a gift.
Gosh, that was great.
You can win this pine cone.
You're a really good guesser. Woo!
Okay, so today...
Godzilla?
Today is Reptile Awareness Day.
Yeah!
Snakes.
Yeah.
This is Snakes, they're after you. How do you see
This is an old BOC song.
Call us now.
Snakes. Oh, that's right. You don't like snakes.
Is the sky blue? Is grass green?
All right. Let's go. Hey, I found another song to celebrate today.
Oh, sweet.
You ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
What? What is this?
Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, man. How do you know about Phineas and Ferb?
Here, I'll go this way.
Dude, I wonder
today,
who
today is Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day.
Okay.
Hey.
It's Count Your Buttons Day.
One.
Uno Baton.
It's a Pumpkin Cheesecake Day.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
That does.
Are you kidding me?
That is all.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pumpkin Cheesecake.
Hey, if you're out there in the Albuquerque area and you want to bless us with pumpkin cheesecake, 4001 Osuna Road, Communications Building. We're here. We'll be here all day. Pumpkin cheesecake. Bring
wow.
it to me.
It is going to be a beautiful day. It's Monday.
Monday, babies.
We got to take a quick break. Hey, quick reminder. Your chance to help support this ministry coming up in less than a week. You can fill your tummy.
Yeah.
Support Static Radio. Pass out the flyer.
I would totally post it on Facebook, but Facebook hates us.
It's all right. We've got it up there already. Just go to our photos. Check out the flyer. Share it with all your friends.
I'm going to put
we'll
it on.
We'll see you this Sunday.
We're going to put it on Instagram.
Boom. 12 to 9. We'll be there. You should, too.
Do it, people.
Steve Austin Morning Party. Now. Static. Well, good morning.
Hey, everybody. We went to SoPo and got a little breakfast.
Yes, we did. And we are here to help you get through your morning now.
Yes.
We need to help people out on the roads.
Let's help them.
All right.
Guys, right now everything's looking pretty good. We do have a lot of construction around Paseo and 25 because they're building that new interchange. So the off-ramp is closed in the left lane. I-25 north at Paseo, and then tons of road construction. The roadways are reduced to one lane all around there. Just be careful. It's a little slow going around there, but for the most part, everything's looking good. That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. I got the pumpkin spice latte.
Hey!
So Macarena.
Good. Happy Monday. It is Team Austin Morning Party.
Happy Monday. Everyone, yeah. Something's up with our Facebook.
What?
It won't let me post.
There was a problem updating your status. Please try again in a few minutes.
Been telling me that all morning.
Gotta give Han more time to update his Facebook.
I just want to
no?
interact with people. That's all I want to do is just interact with people.
You can interact with people this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
12 to 9.
We're going to
be out
9.
And about. Wish we could give you more details.
But we can't.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're a non-commercial station. Listener supported. Local businesses also help support Static Radio. And one local business wanted to help us out.
Yes, they did.
In a rad way. You can check out the details. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get to our photos and you'll see the,
yeah, it's the, first
the flyer
photo.
They made.
The first
awesome
photo. It's going to be good. 12 yeah. to 9 Sunday. More information, look on the internet.
Yeah, make sure you share that too. Share that photo.
Yes.
Tell everyone. Hey, which just reminded me, looking at our photos, there's a cool picture of our boy Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
General manager of Jackson's this last weekend. Some crazy fights
crazy
in the
fights
UFC.
Happened. I watched fights. My life is changing. I told Dawn I was watching fights, and she was like, don't turn into one of those people.
Too late.
And
too
I said,
late.
I said, I'm not. I'm in here talking to you right now.
Look at this. This pad we have in here, signed by this man right there, that's Lil Jon Dotson.
That's Lil Jon Dotson. If you did watch the fights, that dude had an awesome knockout.
John the Magician.
He went boom, and that guy fell down.
Yeah. Huge shout out to our friend Diego. Who came out to visit us at the State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been the greatest fight I have ever seen. I was sad at the outcome at the very end, but
yeah,
gosh, that was an incredible
that
fight.
That dude didn't stop.
He has a warrior's heart, that's for sure. So
he was yeah. fighting.
Congrats to all the local Albuquerque peeps who had fights this last weekend. Did really, really well.
And congrats to Ricky at Jackson's Gym, right?
Yeah.
Because he's helping all those dudes out.
Yeah. Being awesome.
Being awesome, everyone. Yeah. All right, I want to talk about something.
Oh,
I found a
snap.
Couple of topics.
All right.
They're not life-changing, but it'll be fun to talk about. So there's a new app that allows men to offer women bribes for dates.
Oh, no.
We got bribes for days up in here. A controversial new dating app. Let me start up.
Yeah.
Controversial new dating app that encourages men to offer women gifts to go on dates with them has been slammed as sexist.
Well, yeah.
It's carrot dating.
It's what?
Carrot dating. It works just like many other dating apps by putting you in contact with prospective partners, but instead of just facilitating an online introduction, it also allows you to dangle a financial carrot at females you like the look of in the hopes they will bite and fall into your arms. Gifts or bribes, such as plastic surgery and jewelry, are suggested.
Okay. Are we really here?
We're here.
Have we really hit this level?
The app was created by MIT graduate Brandon Wade, proving the stereotype that if you go to MIT, you're a nerd and you can't get a date without bribing a girl. So what this guy did is he said, I gotta fix this for all my nerd friends. And he made an app. So what do you guys think about this?
This is terrible.
Here's the spin on it. Here's the press release.
Are you going like old school, like Jewish, like dowry on this?
No. I could. Do you want me to go there?
No.
Because if somebody has a nice cow and a couple of fields, then we can talk about it. I need some land, people. I'm a man now. I'm 30 years old. I need some land.
Gosh.
And possibly a cow. A press release from the app's creator says women have all the power in the online dating world. They receive countless messages from suitors while men struggle for even a single reply. But by dangling the right carrot in front of beautiful girls, suitors can convince anyone to say yes to a first date. This is totally like, this is somebody who has never been able to go out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way he could go out on a date is because he graduated from MIT and he got a really good job making a lot of money. And he was like, wait a second. Now, all of a sudden, girls are going out with me. What changed? Maybe it's my personality. Maybe it's my new haircut. I did get these nice new shoes. It's because you're making money, man. That's what it is, man. Gotta make the money, man. Gotta make the money. But anyway, So he's made this app. All this screams to me is like, I can't get a date.
Right.
And so I made an app in hopes that if I say, hey, I'll get you some plastic surgery.
That's unbelievable that's... Is it popular? Are people downloading it?
I want to go look at it.
Ugh.
I'm going to go. I'm doing this.
Online dating.
He also founded SeekingArrangement.com, a site that hoped to put sugar daddies in contact with younger women. What is happening? Who is this guy?
This is real life.
So we have an app called Carrot Dating. And we have a website called SeekingArrangement.com. So here's my question. Girls, I can't post this on Facebook because Facebook is punching me in the face right now.
Yeah, it hates us.
But if you're a lady out there, how does that make you feel if there's a guy that's made an app that's just like, hey, if I just dangle the right carrot in front of these girls, there's no way they'll say no to me.
Gosh.
How does it make you feel? Call us right now.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
I want to know if it works.
It's
505-338-3700. What carrot could a dude dangle in front of you?
Yeah. Man, those phone lines are blowing up right
now. This is unbelievable that it's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's real life.
I guess this is where we're at, and I don't know why I'm surprised by it or shocked by it in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I feel like we'd get more feedback if I could post this on the internet, but I can't. Maybe not. Maybe girls don't care.
Girls care. Static.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
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 I have a comment.
Yeah?
Let's hear it.
There's a fine line between carrot dating and prostitution.
Right?
There you go.
Okay. I'm glad you said that because I can't say that, but you can say that.
I said it, man.
Because it's true. That's exactly what it sounds like. Hey.
Exactly.
Can I pay you some sort of monetary gain in the form of a gift and you will go out with me? It does sound like an escort service. That's what it's whittled down to.
Yeah, it is. And you know, there's that fine line and girls are going to get enticed by it and there you go.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It's bad, isn't it?
It is. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Apparently new app created by...
Carrot Dating.
Obviously a dude.
Obviously a dude.
So you offer up services? You offer up...
Gifts.
Gifts?
Like bribes, literally.
hey, I will totally give you a day at the spa.
This is what's funny to me, is the press release says, women have all the power. And then it says, while they receive countless messages from suitors, while men struggle for even a single reply. The struggle is real, people. Men are out there saying, I can't even get a reply.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700.
Bribe your way to a date.
It's unbelievable. What do you think? Facebook.com. No way. There it is. We're going to take a quick look at this. Get your calls in. Tell us what you think. This is unreal, except it's not, because it's real.
This is real.
Stand out from the crowd.
All right. Some Josh Carrolls. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
This is Daddy. Good morning.
Good morning. It's about to get crazy up in here.
Welcome to Static Radio. Man, you mentioned this carrot dating.
Yeah.
It's a new app that allows you to bribe their words.
Bribe.
Bribe someone to go out on a date with you. We found the video for this app.
Yeah, this is like the, this is how it works. This is the introduction video of the application.
You ready for this?
Yes.
All right, let's do this.
Online dating is a constant power struggle. Beautiful people have all the power, while the rest of us have to struggle for attention, to be lost in the crowd. Don't feel powerless. It's time to use a technique our ancestors have perfected over the centuries. Bribery. But we'd rather call it an incentive.
Mm.
Or simply put, to dangle a carrot. It's the best way to motivate an animal, a man, or a woman, to do exactly what you want. Take back the power! Yeah. The carrot dating app turns your phone into a personal matchmaker. Quickly browse through thousands of nearby singles. When you see someone you like, just choose your carrot. Will it be dinner or dessert? Flowers or chocolates? Travel or shopping? The choice is yours! Dangle the right carrot, and you've got a date. The carrot dating application. Now, the power is yours.
Tagline on the end of the video says, bribe your way to a date.
Yeah.
Yep, that's how we want to do it. We want your thoughts. 505-338-3700. We just had a caller call in and say, what's the difference between this and prostitution? You're basically accepting something for something else, right? 505-338-3700. The phone lines are open. Static.
Hey there.
Hey.
I have a comment to your last lady that called in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so it's just like receiving flowers on the first date, right? But prostitution is only about sex.
Mm. That's true.
So there's a totally big difference as far as dating goes nowadays. Dating is not dating anymore. It's either one date and you're done. Same thing. You know what? If you're going to receive flowers on the first date, it might as well be something that you can use besides the flowers that are going to die, because
like a gift card to Target.
Call you in a whole week or whatever.
Yeah.
So prostitution and receiving a gift on the first date are totally different.
So would you use this carrot dating if a dude was like, hey, girl, you look good. I will totally hook you up a $50 Target gift card if you will go out with me.
It's just like receiving flowers on a first date.
I'll take that as a yes. All right. Thanks for the call.
Sure thing.
All right.
Thanks.
505-338-3700.
Phone lines are open.
Yes, they are.
And they are ablaze.
Static!
Oh. Okay, first off, I have to put this out there. The power is yours. But,
right?
No, but you know what? I will give one good contrast. In this case, you know, receiving flowers on the first day is one thing, but this is like setting up beforehand. This is like them actually like saying that they'll give you something just to go on a date.
Right.
Not you accepting the date and then you bringing flowers as, you know, because, you know, to be a nice guy or this or that.
As a romantic gesture.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes, this isn't romantic. That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right.
See, that's what I agree with that, dude.
Remember, the power is yours.
Power is yours.
The power is yours, friend. Have a good day. I agree with him, man. Flowers, it's not about, like... Well, I mean, I guess for some guys, like, if you bring flowers, you're expecting something. But aren't flowers, like, the
If you bring
kind of,
flowers, you're expecting something?
For some guys, I guess so. But for me, it was always, like, flowers are, like, the romantic gesture. You know, and, yeah. and hopefully you've... I mean, unless you're, like, you know, fall in love at first sight, blah, blah, blah. But if you've gotten to know this person, then maybe you even know what their favorite kind of flower is. So then you bring that flower, and it's like, hey, not only did I bring this to you as a romantic gesture, but it's your favorite kind of flower, which means I've actually been listening to you talk.
Right, right. You know? I want to know how that date transaction goes down. Is it, like, at the beginning? Is it, like, a weird drug deal type thing where it's like,
they show up.
Okay,
yeah.
same time, same
yeah.
time.
Yeah, okay.
All right, glad you're here. I got the gift card.
Wait, where's it from?
I thought you liked Target.
I said Barnes & Noble.
Oh,
it's okay. I'll exchange it.
Okay,
I'll just exchange it.
I got the gift receipt.
Let's do this.
So okay, same time. Okay.
Why didn't you go?
I'll give you the gift card.
Why didn't you go?
I was just okay.
Give me the gift card. I'm going home.
Wait, but
no.
I was hoping we could go to a movie. Okay.
Give me the gift card.
Wait, but I also have this Best Buy gift card.
I've got this can of mace.
Like, do you have to keep bribing the date to keep going? Like,
I don't know.
Hey, man, I'd really like dinner. Here's a gift card.
This
like,
reminds me.
Hey, you want to go to a movie? I don't know. What you got? What you got, yo?
What you got? What movie theater? Nope.
Yep.
Is it IMAX?
Nope.
This reminds me of Easy A, that movie with Emma Stone.
Yes!
That's what this is, because she was getting gift cards to different places to pretend like she was, you know,
wow.
sleeping around with all these dudes.
Wow.
That's what this is.
Carrot dating.
Okay, two things for me. To a degree, I do agree with the caller that caught in and said,
it is kind of different, but
I think that depends on the dude's motivation.
Right.
And what this app is saying is, hey, just lay it out there on the line. You want something in return, bribe this girl, maybe you'll get a date.
Well, maybe it simply is for a date, because we're talking about this dude who went to MIT who said, hey, man, it's really hard for me to get a date. I'd really like to just have some human interaction.
I'm looking this dude up.
And
I want to see what he...
Maybe at the heart of it, it really is just wanting that human interaction and to go out on a date. And as he said, the pretty people
yeah.
win. And so this is just a way to... Man, I don't know.
That's not
I'm
true.
I'm so thankful that this last weekend I got to celebrate my 11th wedding anniversary and don't ever have to deal with this
ever again. One thing I've told Dawn is like, if anything terrible were to ever happen, I would probably never date anybody seriously again. I just don't want to get to know anybody.
I'm glad you tell Dawn that. Hey,
no,
baby,
we've talked about it.
If anything bad ever happened to you, like zombie apocalypse, and I was left alone to fend for myself.
She would be the one that won that. If it was a zombie apocalypse,
that's
she
true.
Would survive, and I would be like, help me. It would be like a Titanic situation where I would be dangling from the roof of the abandoned Lowe's behind our old apartment. And I'd be like, you got to let me go. And she would say, I'll never let go. And I'd just be like, you've seen Titanic. This is just zombies. Instead of ice, frozen water, it's zombies.
Static!
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
I think it sets a dangerous precedent for the gentleman.
Okay.
If he is going to have to pay her to go out with him, when he starts seriously dating her, how much higher are the stakes going to be?
Mm.
And heaven forbid they get married and the honeymoon time comes, well, he's going to have to buy her a car?
Right, so
it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a terrible trap.
Yeah.
And there's an old joke about how much would you have sex with me for $100? Would you have sex with me for $1,000? Would you have sex with me for $1,000,000? And finally, she says, "Well, for $1,000,000." So then he says, "Well, how about $100?" And she said, "What do you think I am, a prostitute?" He said, "We've already established that. We're just haggling on price."
Right.
Same thing.
Right.
Same thing.
Wow.
So, you guys have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Hey, you
Thanks
as,
for remembering
you well.
That at
Thank
the end.
Thank you. There you go.
She said, "Oh, yeah."
505-338-3700, the phone number. We discovered this new app, and it's called Carrot Dating. It basically encourages bribery. This website we just found it at actually calls it, quote-unquote, borderline prostitution. The idea is you're having trouble getting a date. There's a bunch of people you can comb through on this app, and you essentially offer them a bribe to go out with you, a day at the spa, whatever. There's so many different options on there. You offer them up the, quote-unquote, bribe,
yes,
the incentive to go out with you, and then you meet up. What do you think?
What do you think, everybody?
505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey. I agree with the caller. This is setting a very horrible precedent because you're going to get the women who are just, I'm sorry for the term, but they're just gold diggers. They're just in it for what they can get, and they're going to keep expecting to keep receiving as long as they keep going out with the guy.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, too. He is, basically, he's totally cool with gold diggers because his other thing, he created a website called SeekingArrangement.com, which is a site that hoped to put sugar daddies in contact with younger women.
Yeah, that's the dude who created this.
This is the guy we're talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that apparently is what he thinks of the dating world. It's
right.
Just women looking for someone to take care of them in that sense.
I know what happened to this guy. This guy had some girl that he loved all through junior high and high school, and he thought that she liked him back because maybe she was a little too flirty. Maybe she said they were friends, but she loved the attention when she was lonely. But then when it came time, you know, for everything to, like, get real, she said, "No, I like so-and-so, and he was the quarterback." That's what happened. This is the plot of a bad 80s movie. Yep. And now this guy,
this is what happens.
The post-credit scene. Yeah, yeah, this is what's going on.
Yep.
He's making...
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's driving the old Toyota Tercel, and the other guy has a Lexus.
What's your problem with Toyota Tercel? Wait a second. Now, this is what it is. We got this guy whose name is Marty, and then we've got, like, Chad or Brad or whatever.
Blaine,
the cool, like, ski guy from the 80s up at the ski slopes with all the babes and his friends, and they're all like, "Yeah, Brad, you're cool, Brad." And then me and Marty over here in the corner, and we're like, "Nah, man, we're going to get a girlfriend one day once I get rid of all this acne." That's what this is.
Pretty much.
Except I went into ministry, and Brad went on to create, or not Brad, Marty went on to create this app so he could manipulate women.
Unbelievable.
That's what this is.
Thanks for the call. Oh,
she
man.
She just listened to me rant.
Static.
Morning.
Morning.
You guys are funny. I don't think this is set in a precedent, because this precedent was set eons ago. You know, men are looking for arm candy, which, you know, men are visual. Men are wanting to look around and see who's going to be on their arm. Women are attracted to power. And if you, like, look at some of the psychology behind it, if, you know, you're into that, you know, women are looking at, okay, one day the whole procreation mode, and is the man going to be there to fend for the family? That whole, I mean, if you look at it and break it down to that kind of detail. And like, okay, if someone, what do you do with Bill Gates? And someone says, "Hey, women, you know, who wants to date Bill Gates? Is it because he's a good-looking guy, or is it because he's a powerful man?"
Right.
Ooh. And I know for myself, I mean, I met my husband at Calvary, but which is lovely. But I know for myself, I've dated men in the past, like, you know, 20 years ago or so. There was this one guy I dated, and he was like a kind of a little Weasley guy. But he was a powerful man, and I found him attractive because of his strength and his ability.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't think it's setting a precedent. I think it's going on with how men and women have interacted since Adam.
All right.
Yeah. I think her good point about the precedent was, you're starting off with receiving these gifts.
Yeah.
What gifts are you going to have to get later?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not happy. I don't think it's the best kind of dating service. I've never used a dating app or anything like that.
Right.
But you know, I think there's issues with it, but it's not so far-fetched as we want to think.
Right.
There you go.
Thanks. You know what? Here's one thing I would say, though. It seems like it really overly simplifies how to get a date.
Totally.
Because back in the day, I mean, you had to work towards a relationship, and this is totally cheapening that work that you put in towards actually getting to know somebody, developing a relationship with somebody, whether it's a friendship, and then growing that. And now it's just like, hey, if I give you this, will you go out with me? Sure. Mm-hmm. And then maybe it sparks something bigger, but if that's the basis of the beginning of your relationship,
yeah,
I don't know, man. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Back in the day, you just had to write that little note and say, do you like me? Check yes or no. And then there wasn't ever the third box that came back that said, like, maybe? How much money you got.
Check yes or no.
505-338-3700. Talking about this new controversial dating app. Carrot dating?
Carrot dating.
You dangle a prize in front of the male or female. It's not just dudes that are dangling prizes in front of the ladies.
Apparently the women can get involved.
Yes, they can do that as well. So, you know, trips to Comic-Con.
Dude, check this out, though. Let's look at some psychology behind this guy that made it.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously he's had a little bit of success in his life doing that website, trying to hook up sugar daddies with younger women.
Right.
So that leads me to believe that that's kind of his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you get to that point, what do you need? You always need more money.
Yeah.
So what he's done is he said, wait, I can't be the only guy that has to, you know, pretty much just throw money out there to get dates. So maybe there's a ton of guys. Maybe I need to just create an app for them so then I'll have more money and I can still get dates no matter what. This is all feeding into this guy's insecurity about not being able to put himself out there as who he is and not rely on money.
Man.
That's because he's making so much money off of this. You know people are buying this.
I know.
Some people are probably buying it for the novelty. I just bought it a while ago for the fun of it.
Stop it.
No, I didn't buy it. But the thing is, like, people are just, they're going to spend money on this because it just makes it easy.
Yeah.
And we know because I'm married to Dawn, and you're married to Chrissy.
Yep.
Relationships aren't supposed to be easy.
No, I mean, my marriage has been the most challenging yet most rewarding human relationship on the planet. But man, that's it, and it's that God implemented this to point to that relationship we have with Jesus Christ. We are the bride of Christ, and it takes a lot of work and time and commitment and this sure seems like it's just cheapening it up to whatever. Whatever material thing you want in that moment. Here, this is all you got to do.
Yeah.
And in return, you know, you get
this is like junior high shenanigans.
Yeah.
That's what this is. This is junior high on a real, like, I'm an adult level. That's what this is. This is junior high crap. This is like, hey, would you go out with me if I take you to see the movies and I pay for you and all your friends? Can we go on a group date? That's what this is. Seriously. I'm disappointed in this guy.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. More of your comments, more of your phone calls, and some Mickey Echo.
Woo!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Good morning.
Oh, yes.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Welcome. We have dived straight into the plot of a bad 80s romance film.
Oh, yeah. Kicking it off right.
Yeah, or a good one.
Truth.
Maybe this is a... Why am I forgetting it? Maybe it's Say Anything, or maybe it's
maybe.
What's the one with Molly Ringwald?
Which one? Pretty in Pink?
John Hughes, right? John Hughes movies?
Which one?
All of them.
Okay.
They're all good.
16 Candles?
16 Candles! 16 Candles! I feel like we're in the plot of one of those movies.
I've only seen that movie once. Joey made me watch it.
Because there's always the super nerd kid in those movies that's trying everything in his life, like everything he can do just to get a date.
I'm pretty sure Anthony Michael Hall's character from 16 Candles is the dude who created this app we're talking about.
Yes.
It's a controversial new app that allows men or women to offer the opposite sex bribes for dates.
Bribes, straight up. Cut to the chase. What will you give me to go out with you?
Yeah. This is for real. We watched the video and everything, and apparently the latest in online dating. Your thoughts, 505-338-3700, or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. Basically, this...
I figured out what happened with Facebook.
Oh!
I went on Twitter,
and
there's a hashtag Facebook down. So I guess it's a site-wide thing.
So just kidding, you can't join us on Facebook.
You can't join us on Facebook.
A controversial new dating app encourages men or women to offer the opposite sex gifts to go on dates with them. Of course, it's being slammed right now as sexist, as inappropriate, borderline prostitution is what one article said.
Yep.
It's called carrot dating.
Carrot.
It works like other dating apps. It puts you in contact with prospective partners.
There you go.
But instead of facilitating an online introduction, it also allows you to dangle a quote-unquote carrot at the prospective date.
Yes.
Saying, hey, dude, this is real. Plastic surgery, jewelry are suggested. Those are some bribes. I mean, gifts that bribes are suggested. A press release from the app's creator says, quote, women have all the power in the online dating world. They receive countless messages from suitors while men struggle for even a single reply. But by dangling the right carrot in front of beautiful girls, suitors can convince anyone to say yes to a first date. Yeah.
That's a presupposition.
Yeah, MIT graduate Brandon Wade, who founded SeekingArrangement.com as well. It's another awesome
website. That's a sugar daddy website.
Gosh, ridiculous. Static.
Malou.
Hey!
You know, the first thing I thought of was this customer that we do. He's an older guy, pretty prominent here.
Yeah.
And he has these chicks, man, and it's a humongous house. And he has, like, he'll have different chicks every, you know, probably a year or something like that. But he'll get them, fix them up. She was bragging. When we first saw her, regular chick, but then when we saw her, like, 6 months later, she had a boob job. She was showing the boss her scar from her tummy tuck. And it's kind of like, they're doing the same thing you would on the street. If a girl's seen a guy with a really nice car or just looked like he had money, she's after it for the gifts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's so weird. This guy is just using the internet. This is what the internet's come to, where he can just do that at home.
Yeah.
You know?
Unbelievable. So
it's crazy, man. It's crazy. A lot of chicks just want the money, and it's gonna, that website's going to keep going, dude. It's not going to stop. I guarantee it. Cause that's how this world is now.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Thanks, Bull Boy.
All right, man. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Big point.
Bull Boy from Cruises. That sucks, dude.
Well, this is the thing.
Seriously the direction we're headed.
We got to trace it back to what's going on.
Okay.
All right, so why are girls pleased with just getting that kind of stuff? And not all girls. I'm not going to say that you're all, you know. Obviously, I'm a dude, so I'm not as smart as all of you manipulative women.
Stop.
I'm just kidding. But the thing is, not all girls are like that.
No,
but
absolutely not.
I think a big thing is we are being told every day, constantly bombarded, subconsciously and consciously.
Yeah.
With image is everything. Who you are is how good you look. You know, that's
what we're told everywhere.
You know, I struggle with that a lot.
Right.
Being in a band for so long, image is everything a lot of times when you're in a band.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I still struggle with, honestly. You know, you want to look good to make your product more accessible.
Right.
And I think what's happened is our values have been shifted, because now it's like, not just your product, to make you acceptable.
Right.
You know, not just accessible, acceptable.
Yeah.
Like, you have to look good. So that takes money.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a lot of money. So when we identify ourselves with how good we look and, you know, like our selfish ambitions and stuff, then this is what's going to happen. We're going to trivialize everything, especially relationships.
Men, you need to grab your Bible right now. And even if you're not a believer, I don't care. This is something that you need to do. You need to read this, because God gives a great example of what a wife should be and who we should be pursuing. In Proverbs chapter 31, it starts in verse 10, and it says, "An excellent wife, who can find? She's far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She's like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it's yet night, provides food for the household, portions for the maidens." You got to read this whole thing in Proverbs 31, starting in verse 10 all the way to verse 31. I have a tattoo on the inside of my arm. It's my wife's name, and then a heart, a sacred heart, and then Proverbs 31, verse 29, that says, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. And the very next verse is, charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And I am honored to say that I have that wife. And I know you have that wife, because mm-hmm. Dawn is an incredible woman as well. And that's the type of woman we should be pursuing, men, all right? We shouldn't be pursuing the woman who's on carrot dating app, who is willing to, you know, hey, man, if you just hook up that gift card or that plastic surgery or that spa day or whatever it is that they're asking for to attempt a first date, that's probably not the woman you want to pursue, in my personal opinion. Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of it falls back on guys too, because
absolutely.
We're the I guess the popular conception is, you know, you just need to be like powerful, and because girls are attracted to powerful, you know, dudes, like we heard from the caller earlier. But it's more about what you can get out of it. And that's totally the heart of this app, and probably the website, the Sugar Daddy website before it. It's just, what can I get out of this? How can I make this easy? How can I cut to the chase? How can I do this? How can I get something meaningful without having to put anything into it?
Yeah.
And probably you're not going to get anything meaningful out of it. Now, every once in a while, there might be some kind of crazy something that, like, miracle happens. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I totally bribed her, and now we've been married for 20 years. You know, maybe every once in a while, maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
But that's probably not going to be the norm.
Yeah, I don't think so. Static.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I want to thank you, first of all, for describing my wife.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is, maybe you guys have this app, the application of it wrong. Maybe it's the offerer who's offering to get plastic surgery. Would you go out with me if I got plastic surgery?
Gosh, no. Amazing. Kevin!
Just a thought.
All right. It's a good thought. All right. Love that,
was
dude.
Was that Kevin?
This is Kevin in Las Cruces. I don't think you've ever met him.
No.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I can honestly say I know my wife loves me, because we started dating, I was working at GameStop.
There you
go. She definitely wasn't in it for the money.
Yeah.
Same with Dawn.
I know Dawn loves me because we were in a... We were in a band that was going nowhere. She believed in us, man. She believed in us way more than most people.
Man, and that's incredible. So, dudes, I can't believe we've come to this, but controversial new app we're talking about. It's called Carrot Dating. It works like, well, most dating websites or apps where there's prospects. You can ask them out, but you don't just ask them out. You see somebody you like, and you dangle the carrot in front of them, whether it's diamonds, it's desserts, it's a day at the spa. You have to bribe somebody, essentially.
I don't want this to turn into something like... Because I think Stever had a big point. Whenever the Miley Cyrus stuff happened... And,
yeah.
And it wasn't just Stever. There were a few people. But we all harped on Miley, and nobody really got on Robin Thicke, you know?
Yeah.
I think, too, like, if you're a dude, don't resort to this. Be more of a man than that. Don't go for the quick, easy manipulation. That's something we all struggle with, just because we're guys. And we're all power hungry.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that stuff. Don't do this.
And to the women, you're worth far more than a $30 gift card to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, and we settle so often. And isn't that the way we are in our spiritual lives as well? It's we know that there is this hole in our heart, and we try and fill it with something, some substitute of Jesus Christ, because we think this will satisfy us, this will fulfill us, whether it's alcohol or sex or, I mean, whatever it is that you're filling your life with right now apart from Jesus. It's never going to be fulfilled. Your life is never going to have that fulfillment apart from Jesus. And so we try so often to settle for that quick fix, that easy thing, because you know, we think that this is going to give me the satisfaction I need.
Oh, yeah. Conquering the world, one morning show at a time.
That's right.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Steve-O Mateo with you.
Hey, good morning. Guys, guess what? Facebook is back online.
Woo!
That just makes me happy, because it's a lot easier to get listener interaction through the internet.
Talking about a new app that will help kickstart your heart.
Nice.
At least some body part.
Something.
Dude, it's unreal where we're at.
Kickstart your heart or at least somebody part. That's the funniest.
There you go.
That should be their slogan.
Controversial new app called Carrot Dating. We've been talking about it this morning. Allows you to offer bribes to prospective dates. No, I'm serious. So we were talking about this and it brought up the state that we are in.
Yeah.
As a human race.
It's interesting because if something like this would have come out, like, imagine yourself, if you will.
Ah, yes.
Back in 92.
Okay.
Or even 1980, whatever, or 1970 something, or, you know, whenever, as long as there have been commercials. Yeah. Imagine a commercial for this comes on during the middle of the day. Yeah. And would this not come off as kind of sleazy? It'd be like, call now! Potential dates are waiting for you. All you have to do is figure out what bribe you want to give them.
Yeah.
This would everybody would have been like,
3 a.m. Yeah. on like USA Up All Night.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But
sleazy.
This is just, I mean, this is available to us like right now. We're talking about it on the morning show.
It's on our phone.
It's on our phone.
So a press release from the app's creator says women have all the power in online dating. They receive countless messages from suitors while men struggle for a single reply. But by dangling the right carrot in front of beautiful girls, suitors can convince anyone to say yes to the first date. It's brought up some interesting conversation about what you're willing to sell, what you're willing to give up, a part of yourself, which brought about this news story.
And here we are.
Unemployed Chinese couple is headed to trial in Shanghai for allegedly selling their baby.
You heard that correctly. They sold their baby. And what did they want to buy with the money from said sale?
Oh, why, how about an iPhone, Johnny?
What?
And a high-end pair of sneakers.
What kind of sneakers?
I don't know. It just says, quote...
Were they Nikes?
High-end sneakers. Jordans, dog.
Probably Nikes. I get it. I get it.
The couple posted advertisements for their baby in June and suggested they were willing to part with this child in exchange for a little over $8,000.
There you go.
They delivered their baby at home, handed her over, received the cash payment to their bank account the same day. They told prosecutors they were acting in the baby's best interest because they wanted to place her in a financially stable home
to a family. As long as I get my iPhone.
Who would be able to provide her with an education. The prosecutors believe the couple plotted the conspiracy to profit from the sale of the baby girl. One credit card bill showed that the couple went on an online shopping spree immediately after the birth of the child. Their purchases included an iPhone and high-end sneakers. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
They're kind of right. They're obviously not fit to be parents, so they definitely had an argument.
Right. There's ways to go about it. We have Clay Schroff in every Thursday talking about the Aspen Project, whether it's foster care, adopting, mentorship programs, different ways to help in the community, to help in these situations, because there's a right way and a wrong way. And I think sometimes people say, yeah, but my heart's in the right place, therefore I'm going to go about it this way. And that obviously was not the right way, because they are now going straight to court.
Straight to the jails. Well, to court. So we were just talking.
Yeah.
Seems like there's been a huge value shift.
Yeah.
And you're probably in your car or wherever you are in front of your computer or whatever thinking, well, duh. But I mean, we're getting like some hardcore evidence now.
Right.
That we really just don't care anymore.
Like, yeah.
We just want what we can get out of things.
Yeah.
Nowadays. You know, and I'm not saying that's how they are. I'm not like this because I'm a Christian and I have conquered everything. No, not at all. This is something we all struggle with here. It's just now it's super acceptable.
Right.
That's the difference. I mean, these people just sold their baby for an iPhone.
Right.
And then on the other hand, we've got a guy that's made an app that says, hey, if you pony up enough money or if you get the right present, then you're guaranteed to get dates. Duh. This is going to help set them up.
I think what happens is the quote-unquote value system is relegated to you. It's relative to what you believe, what you stand for, what you think. This last weekend, we saw a crazy interview with Russell Brand and Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
I was shocked that they even went on his show, but they went on a show and they started talking, and it was both of them making their points, both of them wrong. But the idea was, well, this is what we believe, and you can't judge us for what we believe. Well, this is what the Bible says, or this is how we are going to skew this to spit hatred, type thing. And it was interesting because the audience is just cheering and clapping as Russell Brand's mocking and talking about sin and propagating sin and all of these things. And everybody's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're at a place where it's like, yeah, that's fine. That's what you think. That's what you believe. But it's all relative. Because this is what I feel, this is what I think, this is what I believe, and there is no moral code of ethics anymore. We just say, that's fine if that's what you want to do, but for me, this is what I want to do, and that's okay. And we've come to a place where it's difficult to even talk about it, because you say, well, this is what the Bible says. Cool, that's great for you. I'm glad that's working for you, but this is what it is for me. And we've lost the idea of absolute truth, which is hilarious, because without that, I mean, all systems fall apart. Your argument is null and void because it's relative. So that's great. But there is absolute truth. You can't have a bunch of truths. One's going to be truth, and the others are still a lie.
Yeah, back in philosophy class in college, it was always like, well, you can't say there is no absolute truth because that in itself is an absolute.
Right.
You know, so it's like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like there's just been... I don't even know how to explain it. You know what? Concerning the carrot dating thing, Amy on Facebook, because Facebook's working again.
Yeah.
She has a good point. She says, you mentioned that these are probably not relationships destined to last. It seems to me that this isn't the goal of those on either end. If you're looking to offer money to get a hot babe, are you looking for marriage material to begin with or just temporary arm candy?
Hmm.
Huge point.
Yeah.
And I would say on the surface, absolutely right.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are obviously not looking for marriage material or... Are they?
Right.
Because at the bottom of all this is loneliness.
Yeah.
And it's people trying to fill in gaps in their hearts and in their lives that they can't fill in with people or sex or money or video games or anything. Even your greatest passion eventually will become boring.
Yeah.
So then at the bottom of all of it, you're just like, well, what is the answer to all this stuff? And me personally, I believe it's a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Because in my life, that has proved to be the greatest worth that I have.
Yeah.
And it's because you're putting your identity in your Creator.
Yeah.
Through the way that He provided for you to do so. And a lot of people now don't even believe in the Creator at all.
Yeah.
You know, we learned about in Texas, they've totally like creation, even intelligent design theory is out of the textbook.
Yeah, they try to fight it this last week against the Texas education system to bring in intelligent design or creationism into the textbooks, and they completely outright, I mean, they just destroyed
it. It's gone.
It wasn't even like a thanks for trying whatever. They slammed it as ridiculous. They slammed it as fairy tale. And If you actually take a look at, and we're not even talking creationism, we're talking intelligent design here.
The young earth, not even that stuff, just intelligent design.
Yeah, slammed. Texas has said no thanks, and it's becoming more and more acceptable to just, I don't know, to destroy that. And it's where we're at.
And there's points on both sides. You know, you got the people saying there's a lot of evidence for evolution.
Right.
And then you have the people that say, yeah, and there's a lot of evidence for creation. That's why they're both considered theories.
Right. And that's why intelligent design in itself it doesn't necessarily negate evolution.
Not
it's
at
saying,
all.
Look, nothing, something can't come from nothing. So there's somebody had to somewhere spark something. And they're like, well, it's when the atoms, cool. Where did those two atoms come from?
Yeah.
Well, it's because... No!
Yeah, and then the evolutionist is going to say, exactly, something can't come from nothing. So where did Creator come from? You know, so this is what we're going to have. We're going to just butt heads about it all the time.
Yeah.
But it's just a huge... It's a parallel shift. I think we're just, like we talked about last week, we're trying to cure symptoms rather than actual sickness and all this stuff. When you're on a dating thing and you're just trying to get arm candy and you're bribing people to go out with you, you're trying to cure your loneliness, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless you can find a meaningful relationship. And that relationship, even the most meaningful relationships, are hard, hard work. And our motivations and our values are all about the fastest, easiest way I can get this done and then move on to the next thing that's going to make me feel complete. That's our whole mindset now.
Pretty much.
And so now we're just seeing evidence of that. That's why this stuff comes out and everybody's like, yeah, I get it. Because we're just seeing the evidence of, like, our hearts,
mm-hmm.
the way it's been, you know,
welcome to it.
Since forever.
505-338-3700 is the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to chime in.
Would you like to chime in?
I don't know. Who knows? Coming up, a circus was forced to remove posters because of one woman's fear. We'll talk about that. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
And by trouble, she meant traffic.
Boom!
Accidents. There's a ton of them. Guys, we have that big accident. I-25 South at the Big I, which is a big interchange here in Albuquerque. That's where I-25 crosses over I-40.
Boom.
Exit 226. Happened about 8 o'clock. So almost an hour ago, but it's getting pretty backed up. There is also an accident. The center lane is blocked. I-25 South at Osuna/San Mateo Boulevard. That's right over there.
Yep.
And this happened about 10 minutes ago. Not even 10 minutes ago, about 5 minutes ago. So it's crazy backed up around that accident. We have a lot of construction at Paseo and I-25 where they are building the new interchange. We also have an accident in the right lane between Wantabo Boulevard South and Manal Boulevard and Lomas Boulevard. We have an accident left lane blocked at Lomas Boulevard West at Wyoming, as well as an accident the two right lanes at Avenida Cesar Chavez East at Edith.
Wow.
So be careful out there.
No kidding.
Very congested, especially on I-25 South.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. I think I know what's going on with all the accidents.
What's happening?
The circus is coming.
There's a circus?
The circus is coming!
Really?
No, not really.
Oh, I kind of like the circus.
However... Oh. Leighton Buzzard.
What?
Leighton.
Leighton.
Leighton Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard is a town in the UK.
Ooh.
Population of 28,000. And a circus is coming to their town.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing. Circuses normally are like, hey, hey, there's elephants.
Ah!
Yeah. We're laughing. We're having a good time. Unless you are one sad, scared resident.
What happened?
Check this out. Gosh. Coulrophobia. Coulrophobia? Have you ever heard of it?
Nope.
Coulrophobia is a fear of clowns.
Oh.
Yes. One resident of Leighton Buzzard is actually afflicted with this and confessed to the city council she was terrified of the posters for the circus scattered around the city. Which, you know.
Oh.
Circus posters.
Right. Clowns.
Feature clowns.
Clowns are heavily featured in most circus posters.
Here's the crazy part. The city council responded by ordering all the posters removed from the town and warning the circus that it would only be able to perform in the town again if it was promised never to use clowns in promotional material.
What? The circus?
Circus owner John Lawson says the request is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. That's absurd.
He said, we don't know who it is, but if we did, we'd gladly offer her tickets to come and see our performance, see that our friendly clown is nothing to be scared of. Dude!
That lady wouldn't go to that circus.
She went to the city council and told them she was scared of clowns, and they removed them from the city. What are you afraid of?
That's
there anything
stupid.
You're afraid of that we can
snakes.
Go to city council? We should go to the city council
and
have them removed, because we live in
can
the Southwest.
Can they remove all snakes?
And that giant snake that's on the road, that's like that work of art.
Mm-hmm.
We have snakes built into the ironwork on
Paseo. What's the name
Paseo?
Of the lady that works at the courthouse or whatever?
You mean
listens.
Cynthia?
Yes.
She works
Cynthia?
At the, she
Cynthia?
Works at the Chamber of Commerce. She
whatever
does not
it is.
Work at city
whatever.
Council.
What, it's government. Cynthia. Chamber of Commerce, Cynthia. I'm scared of snakes.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
think they're gonna
probably not going to stay here unless you get those big snake monuments or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Out of here. As well as all real snakes. I need them removed. I'm a new resident.
Do you think this is yet another symptom of that entitlement we've been talking about all morning?
We got a lot of entitlement floating
where
around.
Where it's like, I don't like this, so you have to remove it from my city.
This is hurting my feelings.
I don't like the circus. I'm scared of clowns.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Needing to take a road trip to Denver, bro.
Sheesh. Yeah, we do.
Naked and Famous playing with
Imagine Dragons in March. We gotta go.
Yeah, we
gotta. I wanna go. I don't care anymore.
Did you ever meet Ramsey, who used to work here?
No.
He's up in Denver. He's a good guy.
Well, maybe.
And we can
go visit
him.
We can go see John Warren.
Hey! That's right. He lives in Denver.
Or Micah from Five Iron.
Boom! Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Make it happen.
So all morning we've been talking about carrot dating.
Ah, yes. If you're just joining us, it's a controversial new dating app that encourages men or women to offer gifts to the opposite sex to go on dates with them. We've been reading so many stories this morning on it. It was, let's see, sexist. It was, what was it?
Borderline prostitution.
Borderline prostitution. Carrot dating works like many other dating apps. It puts you in contact with partners, with people that are looking for a date. But instead of just facilitating an online introduction, it allows you to dangle a financial carrot at females.
What's up?
You know, hey, I like the look of her.
This carrot is gold.
Here's the thing. When it's telling you about the quote-unquote bribe, it's like bribes such as plastic surgery and jewelry are suggested. Yeah. I can't imagine any female who's like, hey, girl, check it out. Dude comes up to her and he's like, yo, man.
Yo.
You hot.
But.
Would you like to go on a date? I could offer you plastic surgery.
You're beautiful, but everybody needs a little improvement. How about I pay for your plastic surgery and you go out on a date with me in return?
505-338-3700, the phone number. Let's take a phone call. Static!
Hi. So I had a comment on the carrot dating thing.
Yeah.
So it occurs to me that for a large portion of human history, dating and courting and marriage has largely been a financial contract where guys, you know, the arranged marriages of the Bible times were often done because of what financial contributions the groom's family could make to the bride's family. And so it really doesn't seem to me like, yeah, it's not consistent with today's dating world, but starting off a relationship by saying, you know, hey, this is how much I can offer you, is actually pretty consistent with what we've seen in the rest of the history of the human race.
Okay.
That is very true.
Yeah, offering a dowry to the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah.
This is like e-dowry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not offering anything to the parents. You're offering the girl to get some plastic surgery or...
That was actually an offer.
Yeah,
gosh.
That was an offer.
So that's a big point, though. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. You pulled out your Bible.
Solid point.
Yeah, that was a good point.
I'm not always as quick to go to the Bible as I should be, but she reminded me of something that I actually heard on the radio yesterday.
Yeah, during Static U?
During Static U, and I think it was probably Levi talking. And
probably.
He pointed something out. He's reading from Song of Solomon, and he pointed something out yesterday that nobody had ever pointed out to me before, and I was like, oh, neato! Because the thing about the Bible is, definitely written a long time ago. And, you know, so we kind of look at it as this... You can't, the tendency is to look at it as like, man, it's an archaic book.
Right.
It's got old school laws in it, especially in the OT, Old Testament. But he pointed out something in Song of Solomon that might have seemed kind of revolutionary at the time, if we lived back then.
Okay.
We would have known. And I have, there it is. So Song of Solomon chapter 2, verse 16, the girl is writing. The Song of Solomon is kind of like this go-between... between this woman and this man, and they love each other, and mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I love you, I'm gonna compare body parts to goats and all kinds of things. And you know, a lot of it, it's hard, it's like, what, goats? But whatever. Anyway, this one verse, chapter 2 verse 16, the girl says, my beloved is mine and I am his. And then it goes on, he grazes among the lilies, debris, shadow flea, blah blah blah, turn my beloved, be like a gazelle. You know, and we're back at the goats, and
right.
I'm lost. I'm like, goats? Goats are ugly and stupid! But anyway, the verse where she says, my beloved is mine, that was a big deal. Because just like Caller pointed out, back then in the contract, the male was always, he was in charge.
Right.
Most marriage contracts and money contracts, any contract of any kind was definitely more beneficial for the man rather than the woman.
I saw Aladdin. I know. You don't have to keep explaining.
What's that? Street red.
I don't buy that.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, for the girl in this thing to say, my beloved is mine.
Right.
That's a very possessive. It's totally possessive. She is saying that he is hers. And that was kind of a controversial thing. That's in the Old Testament. Then we go to the New Testament, where Paul is talking about marriage and all that. And, you know, he kind of says the husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, and likewise the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
Yeah.
So we see, even in this old archaic book of old principles and things, whatever, there's like this skew towards a progressive nature.
Right.
Where it's like, no, you know. And then you look back at the garden account in Eden, Adam didn't, like, own Eve. They were right there together. They both walked with God in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, and he wasn't, like, her slave. Like, they definitely, they fell into sin together.
Right.
They were equal footing.
Right.
You know, and so you even, I want to say the whole, like, skewing it towards male, probably more of the human invention, you know, like us kind of saying, no, I'm the man, and so I get to control it.
Mm-hmm.
And then God just kind of worked around it and through it. But then you see like glimpses in the Old Testament and then clearer definitions in the New Testament of God saying, hey, you're both equal in my sight, male and female. And just as much as you think she belongs to you, you belong to her.
Right.
You know? And
absolutely.
So definitely like a progressive thing in the Bible. We just have to look for it.
Yeah, dude. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Talking about carrot dating, a new app that allows you to offer a bribe to get a prospective. It says first date. This is for the first date. This isn't establishing a, hey, okay, and every subsequent date, this is what I will offer you. However, the funny thing is, as we talk about this, I remember when I was dating, I wouldn't put up front like, hey, here's how much money. But if me and Chrissy went out, I would pay for dinner.
Yep.
I would pay for those things.
Yep.
So I was in essence paying anyways, you know, it's just they're offering it very differently than I would have.
Well, here it's like, this is your reason to go out with
him.
This is what you'll get in return. Whereas I thought the thing for a guy was to be like, hey, I really like spending time with you, so I'm going to cover all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, it's a different motivation. It looks like the exact same thing, but underneath it, there's a different motivation there, or at least there was supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, the best part is, Chrissy actually, looking at it, Chrissy was the one that did this whole bribery dating thing. I just realized something very important.
Wait a second.
Yeah. Before we were dating, I was the idiot guy that like didn't get it because I'm like, well, she's way too attractive and way too got it together to date somebody like me. So she called Joey, our dear friend Joey Belville, to get my number because she wanted to get some video games because I worked at GameStop for her nephews because their birthday was coming up. Of course, years later when I'm telling the story, I realized their birthdays are in December and January.
Oh.
And this was August.
Oh, Chris.
So she called and said, hey, can you show me some cool video games? This is for my nephews for their birthday.
Mm.
And me, being the idiot male, not understanding what was happening, said, oh, heck yeah, I can. Shoot, I work at GameStop. I'll show you all the best video games. We got this video game, and we got this one. This one's $24.99, but so it's a little more expensive, but I promise they're going to really enjoy it. What kind of games are they into? Do they like action games? Do they like first-person shooters? Do they like platform games? And went through the whole gamut, and she ended up buying some video games for her nephews for their birthday that was only 6 months away. And I walked out of there not realizing there was a beautiful girl who was interested in me because we're dudes, and sometimes we don't get it right away.
There you go.
So maybe that's why they invented this site, so that girls can go, hey, I like you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We should go out sometime.
There you go. See, this guy right here, Michael, he says, it's just a date. No need to read into anything more.
Yeah.
So is it wrong to say, hey, let's go out. My treat. Don't worry about having to pay. And then calling us out with a brilliant point, he says, is it any different from radio stars bribing donors with a dinner with them if you give them money? I do want to point out one difference, Michael. I'm not interested in a romantic relationship with you in any way, no matter how great you might be. Now, then again, though, if you were to come at me with like a
a car,
right?
Then it might be, well, you know, I mean, let's go have dinner and just see what happens.
He's obviously not talking about us because he said radio stars.
That's another point. So, that's
yeah,
point B.
Yeah, that's more like Buck and Dex. They're more like stars. They've got billboards and stuff. We're just lowly totem pole bottom feeder DJs. That's
hey,
not...
At the bottom, you know what? In the end, every so guy true, is Michael. Just trying to bribe some girl to go out with him because he's a loser. We know that. We get it.
Whether it's through monetary gain or our fake accolades that we think
total.
That we have.
Feats of strength.
Of course.
Total feats of strength.
Yes.
What you own better can't throw this football over in mountains. Go out with me and I'll show you. Totally true.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. Incredible. Talking a little bit about dating, and thank you, Lord. We don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah. So keep it here on Boundless. Team Awesome Boundless Party.
Now!
I said maybe.
Yep.
You're gonna be the one that saves me.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to it. Steve-O Mateo.
Hey, everyone. Good yep. day.
Been talking about carrot dating. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's an app.
It's an app.
It allows you to bribe the opposite sex to go on a date with you. That's the long and short of it.
Yeah.
The founder of the app, MIT graduate who has produced other... app/dating. Could you call it dating sites? Other sites. Less than stellar.
It's a dating site. It's just like
reputability.
It's a bribe dating site. It's
yeah,
just it's
you
like,
know.
Hey, we're just gonna cut to the chase.
Yeah, why not?
You're all just bribing girls to go out with you anyway.
Yeah. That's the power of love.
So let's just put it out there.
Apparently Huey Lewis is wrong because it do take money.
Oh, it take
do
money.
Take fame.
It take carrots.
You do need to, a credit card.
Yep.
To bribe this person. So, speaking of crazy apps, I found a list of apps that you probably didn't know existed that maybe you may need.
Let's hear them.
In random situations or circumstances. Carrot dating being one of them. If you can't get a date, you can always bribe somebody to go out with you. That's
yeah.
one. How about this one? There's an app called Run P.
Run pee?
It gives you a list of opportune times to run and pee or grab a snack during the movie you're in. I.e., hey, this is not a pivotal scene or that one-liner you know you're going to want to repeat later on. Okay, you don't want to miss that part, so you get this app that apparently knows the movie you're in and tells you, like, hey, man, this is that boring part where they talk for 10 minutes. Go!
This is what happens.
You
get out of here.
7 minutes and 52
That's
seconds.
That's awesome! That's something I want to have.
And then maybe, because, you know, if you drink the ginormous Coke in the theater,
yeah,
you're, like, sitting there, and then, like, your teeth are floating, and you're like, oh, but I can't miss this. It cost me $37 to see this movie.
And this drink cost me $27.
Why did I get it? I don't know. Static.
Hey, can I get the cab driver? Can I comment on the carrot app?
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's funny. I think that's meant for guys who can't get girls. I didn't have to bribe my wife. I knew that she'd be my girlfriend when she went to church, and I took her to Calvary when we went to Calvary.
Yeah.
I didn't buy her anything, flowers or nothing, until we actually started dating.
Okay.
But that is it. You guys have a good one.
There
Thanks,
you go.
Dude.
All right.
I think it just takes out a little bit of the fun of
yeah.
getting to know somebody. You know, it's like, you always look back on those... It's so stressful, but it's like a fun stress, you know? It's like oh, I'm trying to get... Do they like me? I like them. I don't know what's going on.
You got to get to know the person.
Yeah.
Find out what they like, what...
It just takes... It takes all that stuff out. It's skipping a, you know, what can be a fun thing. Because, I mean, I get it. You know, it's the same thing to some people as getting flowers, and it's the same thing to people as, you know, just hanging out with... friends or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like saying I'll pay. It just, I guess the way that the video from the website kind of put it out there, it just seemed kind of skeezy.
Yeah, they have a video. You can check out the video at the website. It's up on YouTube as well, Carrot
yeah.
Dating App. And that's basically it. It says, what is it? Bribe? I can't remember what the tagline is anymore.
Bribery or incentive.
Yeah. Oh man. But it just seems so sleazy the way that they're putting it out there. So, speaking of crazy apps, we got another app. This one's called TweetPee. This one.
TweetPee.
As we talk about technology and trying to make things easier for you.
Technology and urine. Go ahead.
There you go. Well, being a parent, you're a fake parent right now. You get to help with Brody.
Yeah.
And you're learning more and more. It requires patience. It requires common sense. It requires a lot when being a parent. So Huggies Brazil, they introduced this app. It's called the TweetPee. It's this little monitoring device. You attach it to the diaper.
A what?
Which senses when it's time for the diaper to be changed. Which sends you to your phone via the app, the TweetPee app.
Yeah.
Hey, baby needs to be changed. It's not on the market yet, but
so it tweets you.
Yeah.
So essentially, your baby's butt.
Yeah.
Tweets you.
Yeah.
Hey, I just peed.
Yeah.
Not even their butt, their privates.
Yeah.
Hey, this happened. Hey, Twitter.
This happened. Fix me.
Fix me. Social media.
If you're that terrible of a parent, good news. There's another app called the Cry Translator. This is a real app, man.
I want to hear
this. So if your baby's crying, this is what you do. You grab this Cry Translator app, and just like the name suggests, you put the phone up to your baby while they're screaming and crying, and the app listens to the baby's cry, analyzes it, and then gives you a list of suggestions on why your baby could possibly be crying.
Well, okay. Good.
No!
Why is that not good?
Because if you have... Okay, there's like three reasons why your baby is crying, all right? Your baby is tired. Your baby is hungry. Your baby needs to be changed, all right? These are like basic parenting things.
Right.
Okay? Maybe if your baby's grabbing at his ear or something, you know, for a while and he's crying, it's like, maybe you need to take the baby to the doctor. Could it possibly be the baby has an ear infection?
Yeah.
It's like, it's basic... I don't know. So the idea that there's an app that you're going to, while your baby's crying, just calmly go, you know, okay, hold on, baby. Hold on. Let me open this app. Okay, hold on. Apps loading. Have you ever, like, been in the car trying to, like, grab your SoundHound app so that you can find the song on the radio? That's essentially what you're doing with your child
baby's
now.
Baby's crying. Hang on.
Like, baby's crying. Hold on. Just a sec. Hold on. I got to put, okay, boonk.
Cry, baby.
And baby's crying, and you're like, ding. Oh, crap. Okay, it didn't get a good enough reading. Hold on just a sec, baby that's crying. Hold on, baby that's crying. Hold on, I'm looking at my phone. Okay, let's try this again. Boom!
I think you might be more frustrated because you didn't have this app as a young parent.
No! Man, read a book or two or seven. There's a gajillion parenting books, but it's basic.
Why do you have to read a book when you can just download an app? It does it for me. Why would I read a book? I don't even know how to read.
The Cry Translator.
I got apps that do that for
me. Gosh! Hey. Meanwhile, this poor child is just sitting there bawling like, take care of me. And we wonder why there are now carrot dating apps, because the lady wasn't taken care of as a child and just wants somebody to nourish it and or give it some love in the form of a bribery so that they can go out on a date. Full circle!
Internet.
Full circle!
But you're involving time travel because this app just came out. How does that work? Is there a time travel app you haven't told me about?
No. This one's less crazy, but it seems like all these have to do with sound. So you can possibly figure out why your baby's crying. How about this? Ever been at the grocery store and just not 100% sure if that watermelon is ripe enough?
Yes. That's happened to me. Because anytime I had to go to the grocery store, and Donald's like, you need to get an avocado.
Oh.
And I was like... Oh no, are these the ones that are supposed to be squishy? Are they supposed to be kind of hard?
Right.
Which one is this? Is it hollow? These things aren't hollow. It's got a good, like, pack sound to it. What is this?
Well, apparently there's a new app called Melon Meter. And, yeah. That could, wow, okay. So here's the deal. Melon Meter can prevent your terrible grocery store happenings from happening. Apparently, according to the app creator, you knock on the watermelon, and when you knock on the watermelon, obviously it produces a sound that indicates if it's ripe or not, so the app can decipher the knocking sound.
There you go.
On the watermelon.
That's important.
And determine if it's good enough for that, you know, that social gathering that you're going to.
That's good for me, because I don't have a green thumb, but I do have a green iPhone. And so, that'll help me out. My iPhone is slate gray.
Unbelievable. Some of these apps I can't even talk about because there's just some ridiculous apps. We're talking about objectifying women with this carrot app.
Yeah.
How about this one? There's a watching cute girl app. You yes. turn on the app and you are immediately face to face with a quote unquote cute girl who just stares at you.
Hey, it didn't say who made that, did it?
No.
Good, because I told my people not to let it out, because I wanted to keep that on the down low. So don't tell anybody, but I'm going to start getting a check, man.
She watches you?
Yeah.
And watches you? And watches you. It says occasionally she'll giggle and she'll whisper something in Japanese, and that's it.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
All that's going to happen this to me when I download app. That app is I'm going to start thinking of The Ring.
This is creepy.
Or The Grudge.
Blink, blink.
What if they put in like a thing where if you stared at it for a certain amount of time, it turned into The Grudge and it went, bah, it scared you. That's what I would do if I was an app designer. This girl loves you. Just stare at her for approximately 10 minutes. See what happens. Just see what happens. And then she comes climbing out of your phone.
Oh.
Ah, and then you're sitting over in the corner with your face all jacked up.
Gosh. These are apps. This is what's happening. This is what's happening with the world.
It's happening.
Thank you.
It's happening all around us.
Oh, man. Here's another one if you're not quite ready for carrot dating.
Yeah.
It's called Lulu, and women with this app can actually review their guy friends on their Facebook page and share it with their other friends to say, yeah, this guy's dateable. Yeah, this guy's
okay,
cool.
Okay, that
this guy's...
makes sense.
That
because
one makes
girls
a little
do
more
that
sense.
Anyway.
Yes, absolutely. So
there's probably a guy version, too.
I'm sure there are. So... reviewing it consists of selecting from a list of options, so you can't put any nasty personal comments on there about your friends on Facebook. Guys, actually, in the ones that are to be reviewed, have to give their permission first before they can appear on the app. So...
man, you know every guy's going to be like, heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Well...
tell me what my number is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were number 8. What? Number 8? How many people were surveyed? 9? 9?! Who was number 9? We can't tell you. Oh, man.
Amazing. Amazing. It has been an app kind of Monday.
It's appy.
So
we've had an appy Monday.
We have had an appy Monday. You can check out more. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Controversial new apps coming out.
Hey,
but, you know.
Disclaimer, everybody.
Yeah.
When you download these apps and then they don't always work.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you it's because those people that designed them just wanted to make money.
Absolutely.
That's the whole thing.
That is the purpose of it.
That's the whole shebang.
Hey, guess what? You want a free app that's amazing that you can carry with you all everywhere you go?
What's that?
It's the Static Radio app.
What?
Yeah, we got an app ourselves. It's free. You can stream us. You can chime in on Facebook. Our Instagram's linked to it. Our Twitter's linked to it.
And if these ridiculous conversations aren't bribery enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you should just... get it anyway.
It's also got our playlist, so if you, there's ever a song where you're like, dude, I gotta know what song that is, and the DJ didn't say it, boom, you've got the list of the last like 12 hours of music on there.
Yeah,
that lets you know what's going on. I mentioned it's free. Get it,
y'all.
MyStaticRadio.com. You can link it to the Android market or to the iTunes store and pick that bad boy up. It's absolutely free. It's new and improved. We just got it going, so
yeah,
there you go. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm
are you ready?
Drop the red
stick. Oh, no.
I'm ready. I'll tell you what I learned today. I learned that there's a lot of crazy applications out there on the mm-hmm. iTunes and Android market. And here's the thing about them. They're probably just for fun. They're
yeah.
probably not really meant to solve all these problems. They're meant to make money for their creators. But the thing is, if you take them super seriously, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to wind up being disappointed.
Yep.
If it's trying to bribe some girl that eventually just won't go out with you no matter what you bribe her. Or if it's trying to get the certain watermelon and the thing reads it wrong.
Yeah.
Or you hold it up and your baby's crying and it says she's tired and then what do you know, she pooped all over herself. And you can't smell it because the app can't smell. Maybe your nostrils aren't powerful enough.
Yeah, yeah.
These apps, it's just for fun, people. We get it. It's just sometimes they can give us a little picture into what's really
mm-hmm.
going on inside of our hearts.
Well, here's what's really going on inside of our hearts. You know when an app breaks down or an app crashes, you immediately want to send an email to the creator and say, hey, this thing sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, you review it poorly. So what these apps are trying to do is fulfill a void in your life, whether mm-hmm. it be financial or relationally, trying to fulfill some sort of void because you're going outside of the creator. So when something crashes, when something breaks, we go back to the creator of that app to see if they can fix the problem. So why are we not, in turn, going back to our creator when something is broken and needs fixing? If you're broken, if you need fixing, none of these apps are going to fix you. The only thing that can fix you is your creator. So if you're crashing, if you're having a bad week and you need a fixing, if you need a reboot, if you need a patch or an update, you got to take it back to Jesus Christ because he loves you. And we're told in the book of Jeremiah that if you seek God earnestly, you will find him. So yeah. Get back to your creator. And stop trying to fix it with stupid stuff.
I challenge you, if you're not a believer and you're hearing that and you're like, yeah, right. Or you're just like, whatever, I've heard that a million times and I'm sick of it. I'm going to quit listening to this station. I think you should just give it a shot.
Yeah.
Because sometimes crazy things happen, and if you're looking for them, they don't always happen the way that you think they're going to. Like,
yeah.
if you're like, God, all right, you know what? I'll give this a shot. Help me out. Sometimes he will, and you won't expect it, and then you're just like, what? But when that happens, then you have a decision to make.
Yep.
So, challenge.
Buckle up.
You have been challenged.
There you go. You are challenged by God. He says, if you earnestly seek me, you will find me. Take him up on that promise, man. All right, that's it for us. We're out.
Yeah, we're out.
MyStaticRadio.com/morning for the podcast if you missed any part of the show. We'll see you guys again mañana for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static.